Praise the
world's
Lord,
on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I gotta apologize to some of you. The link went out a little bit later this morning, so congregation, it's like having a snow day, I guess. if they didn't get the link, they're not in there. So get yourself some elements. We're gonna have communion here in just a second. Man, I got some stuff to talk about. I was just telling everybody in the queue before we went live. I could do 15 different shows this morning on 15 really, really relevant, important things that people need to know. And I was pondering what the life before the internet. You guys remember the life before the internet? Well, of course you don't, because we didn't know each other until it was the internet. When was the internet invented? Does anybody know, Spencer? Look that up for me real quickly. When was the internet invented? Because I can remember. It had to be back in late 1990s, because when first guy invented, showed me the internet. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. The World Wide Web was launched 1989 while working at CERN. Oh, that's good to know, huh? So the World Wide Web began in the early 90s, which is what I thought. And think about how the information world has changed. That our ability to be literally across the world right now, people tuning in and watching. So instantaneous news, instantaneous media, instantaneous information, like never in all of recorded history could we have imagined such a thing. And what we're beginning to find out now is how much of where we are today is a result of the manipulation behind the scenes that we didn't really know what was going on. We really, really didn't. And one of the battles that we're fighting is in this information age is trying to help people understand that so much of what they've been taught just isn't true. It just is not the truth. And that's why they call us conspiracy theorists. And that's why all the, you know, people think you're crazy and people don't want anything to do with you. But I got a video I'm going to show you later on that, We were right. We were right. Folks, we were right. We've been right. And so try like they may, they really cannot control the media outlets. They're doing the best they can. Censorship, who gets to become a star, whose broadcast takes off, a lot of stuff like that going on, friends. And I just want you to know this. It doesn't matter whether you do or not. I am what you, I ain't nobody owns me. Ain't nobody bought me. Ain't nobody controls me. I am what I am. And I try to bring you the truth every day, try to stir up the pot a little bit every day. And I just appreciate all of you out there that you do the same thing. And the promise from the Lord is they're going to hate us, man. We're going to be hated of all men. And we're right at that time, I think, when we probably ought to be making some enemies, because the truth is what it is. We have to be purveyors of the truth. John, was it, who had, somebody had their hand up already, which I felt they probably wanted to say something. Was that you, Brockoff, had your hand up? Somebody had it up. Come on in.
Yeah. The internet goes way back before that. I first used the internet when I was in the Navy in 1972 to hike a ride on an Air Force plane. Anyway, the internet was originally made for the U.S. Armed Forces,
right,
for military computers to,
that's
communicate,
right,
with one another over phone lines.
Zuckerberg didn't create the internet, folks. That's all a scam. But John, here was a point that I was making: the internet being available to everybody. That's what I meant by the internet. The fact of the availability of the internet that everybody can be part of it. So hey, I got some really, really good stuff. But we always take Friday to just to come together in communion. One of the things I shared at my brother's funeral last week is we don't understand the gospel. The average person that you come in contact with, we don't understand the gospel. And we make it about, at least in the lost world, they think it's about do's and don'ts and following this rule and following all that rule. And I mean, that's down the road from salvation, right? That's down the road. And the average Christian really doesn't even understand salvation. They don't even really understand that when the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. We really don't even have a good grasp on what that means. I'm telling you, I didn't. I was a Christian for I don't know how long. I still don't have it figured out, but I'm seeing it more and more every day. And when you begin to look through Holy Spirit eyes, and you begin to look through the eyes of good and evil, Christ and Satan, when you begin to look at it from two teams, then a lot of this stuff will kind of clear up for you. And my mantra has become lies, deception, and fear. Lies, deception, and fear. That's it, man. That's where they are. Lies, deception, and fear. And I was thinking the other day, just look what the media has done to Travis Kelce. And you guys say, who's Travis Kelce? Well, he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And look at what they've made Travis Kelce become, right? Who did that? Well, somebody somewhere decided that they wanted Travis Kelce to become important, Taylor Swift become important. And so they manipulate all that stuff behind the scenes. And they manipulate it out behind the scenes, put it on the internet. We pick it up on our phone. And the next thing we know, everybody's talking about it. And so it's the old thing of bread and circuses. They're trying to keep those of us who are awake away from the truth. And once we come to the truth, they're trying to do the best they can to keep us from spreading the truth. They don't want others to understand. But there's a great awakening going on, a lot of good stuff happening. And that's what we try to talk about here on every morning we come in. Bear with us. We want to take some communion, get some elements with us. And we appreciate Joe getting up more early in the morning to do it. And friends, I got some stuff. I'm going to take you someplace today. So please hang in there with us. Okay. By the way, look, I'll get to, man, I'm busting. Go ahead, Joe.
For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
We die daily, yes, sir.
That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you.
Amen, baby.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken.
I believe first, then I spoke. Go ahead.
Yes, Coach, you're right. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God.
So, Joe, stop right there, Spencer. Scroll down there a little, just a tad. This is important, friends. Right there. For all things are for your sake. And then he explains why. That. All things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. So for all things are for your sake to glorify the Lord. That's why he speaks to us and then we speak, because we're supposed to glorify the Lord in our mortal bodies. Go ahead, Joe.
For which cause we faint not.
What cause? What cause? Redound to the glory of God. Keep going.
But through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Wow. Well, we look at things that are not seen, but look at the things which can be seen, for the things that can be seen are temporary, subject to change, but the things which cannot be seen, they're eternal. Wow, wow, wow. If we could get a grasp on that, don't always believe what you see.
Well, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen. I could preach right there.
Yeah, there's a whole sermon there, maybe even a series.
Yep.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come with gratitude in our hearts, thankful for this day that you've made, Lord, and that you've seen fit to have our hearts beating and our lungs full, and you've allowed us to join in this unconventional congregation across this great land and occasionally a few other countries in this beautiful world you've made for us. And we thank you for the technology which makes this possible. And we rebuke those who use the technology against us to take our freedoms of those and our brothers and sisters around the world. And Lord, we come to you with this Holy Communion, grateful that it is possible, grateful for what it means, for what it represents. And we also remind ourselves now that this can be the meal that heals, the meal that heals a spiritual wound, the meal that heals our flesh, the meal that heals illness and sickness and injury, that can remove metal from the body. It's amazing what you can do, Lord. And we ask you now to help us leverage our faith so that we who need such a healing can receive it now in this communion. And we know it can be gradual or it can be instant. It's all up to you, Lord. And we realize that we're ambassadors here. We're not of this place anymore. Our home is your home. And we are here as ambassadors. And Lord, please shine through us so people will see you in us and not us. And they will know that we don't belong. They will know that we are different. And let them want to come to your kingdom and be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And Lord, we thank you for these crazy times we're in, and we are reminded of that Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And Lord, we couldn't have any more interesting times than we have now. And we take this curse as a blessing that we are here in these times we are now. And so bless us this day. Bless us with abundance so that despite the rocketing costs of just surviving in this world are increasing so much that let us always have extra for someone else and always have extra for you, Lord. Let it just be beyond our comprehension how it always works out that we have more money than month instead of month than money. And now we ask you to bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we take communion in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you getting up there every Friday morning and doing that. And man, I'm ready to jump off and run. Hey, Jeff, how are things going up there and at your revival, man? I just haven't been able to get loose to get up. How's it been going, bud? Are you there? Taking a nap on me. He'll get back in here too. Okay, folks. Look, here's what I want to jump off today. Well, number one, bring up number five for me. Bring up number five. I came across this guy yesterday, and folks, I can't warn you enough. Money's going away, folks. Money going away. And this is called TedSpeaks.com, and this is a guy. He was a financial insider. And all of a sudden he woke up and realized what's going on with our money. And it's just a series of little clips, a Facebook little 2-minute, 3-minute little clips. He's telling you exactly what's going on in the economy. And he made this point. He said that, right? Do you guys know this? I'm sorry, this is important for you to get. That the traditional relationship between an ounce of gold and an ounce of silver has always been about 17 to 1. In other words, it took 17 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold, right? $17 for a dollar of gold. Well, now it's about 38 to 1, meaning silver is unbelievably underpriced, unbelievably. And he said, we're going to see the day where silver, because it's used for industrial use, there's actual use for silver, not really much of a use for gold. There's a real industrial use. There's fewer silver every day. And he said, silver will reach the levels, he believes, of gold. So gold right now is like $2,700. Silver's 31. So I just want to encourage you, if you want some more information, Truth Is Spoken here. It's called TedSpeaks.com. So just put that in the chat for everybody. David, that's 75 to 1. 75 to 1. Folks, look at me. The dollar is going away. Okay? The dollar is going away. What do you think the reset and all that stuff is? And BRICS and all this stuff going on behind the scenes. The American dollar is going away. And we're going to be in some... Really, we're going to be in, wow. Okay, cool. Now, I've been saying this for a while. Pull up number one for me. Pull up number one. Because I've been saying for a long time that Obama is still president of the United States. Does anybody out there know, when was Barack Obama, when was he elected president? Does anybody know? I looked it up on my phone because I couldn't remember for sure. Anybody know when he was?
I'll help you.
He was became president on January 20th, 2009. So he was elected in 2008. How many years ago is that? That's quite a while. So Obama was president for 8 years, and then Trump came in and messed things up, and then Biden comes in. So of the last 16 years, Obama has been in charge of the American government, friends. Joe Biden, they want Joe Biden to be a puppet because Obama can, the entire Obama administration is running Washington, D.C. And they keep us distracted because they say, oh, look at Biden, Biden this. But Biden ain't doing any of it. He ain't doing any of it. And I've been trying to explain that to people so that we would understand exactly what's going on. And Wayne Allen Root, Steve Bannon is going to prison. How about that one? You talk about locking up your enemies, right? Steve Bannon is one of the promoters of Donald Trump, and they want Steve Bannon in prison during election season, right? Come on, open your eyes. So I want to, Wayne Allen Root wrote this today, and I just want to go down through this so that you guys understand. I don't mean to say I told you so, but for over 3 years, I've been screaming from the highest mountains that we're seeing and experiencing communist takeover of America. That was the Obama administration, folks. The Obama. Look, look. Not Democrats. It's not Democrats. These are communists that have infiltrated into the Democrat Party, right? And we have a Republican Party that's afraid to do anything, right? So here, the answer is anyone who can help the Democrats stay in power. I've argued all over and over that Biden's election would be Obama's third term, which it is. I'm going to run down through this real quickly. And the rigged 2020 election had Obama's fingerprints all over it, okay? Obama started the election rigging in 2012 by using the IRS to go after GOP donors, conservative PACs, and critics of his administration. By 2020, Obama had perfected the election rigging by taking advantage of the COVID pandemic. How many of you out there have connected COVID to election stealing? I mean, you hear it, but do you understand that? Do you understand that when COVID came in and they did all the lockdowns and then they mailed ballots to everybody, everywhere, people didn't show up and vote every day. Well, then they had control of the elections because the elections weren't show up in person. The elections were by mail. Okay, so the open border invasion of America also has Obama's fingerprints all over it. Remember, he was going to do what? Fundamentally transform the United States of America. That's what he told us back in 2009 when he took power. Going to fundamentally transform it. And this 2009, this 2024, help me with my math, that'd be about 16 years. He's been working behind the scenes. Why did they all of a sudden want Joe Biden to be president? Why did they push Joe Biden rather than some of these other candidates? Why? Because they knew if Joe Biden was president, he was nothing more than just a puppet. He didn't have the wherewithal to be able to do anything about it. So the open borders invasion of America has Obama's fingers all over it. By stealing the 2020 election, gave Obama control over the border. He then used Cloud Piven, which you know what Cloud Piven is, to flood the nation with millions of illegal alien invaders, shower them with trillions of dollars in welfare, and blow up the national debt. Are you following this, friends? Are you following it? This also changed the demographics of America, waving in millions of new foreigners, the great replacement theology. Remember, I'm telling you, talked to you a lot about getting rid of those white evangelical Protestants, got to get those things out. And so they're bringing all these people in, and then they're turning them into voters. And then the persecution of Trump and his allies has Obama's fingers all over it. Like I said, Steve Bannon, look at who they've persecuted. Peter Navarro's in jail. Rudy Giuliani's probably on the brink of it. Steve Bannon's in jail. Alex Jones, look what they're trying to do to Alex Jones. One by one, Obama and his communist cabal, not Democrats, communist cabal, are putting leading conservatives in prisons or taking away their life savings. Hey, friends, remember back when we were growing up in the 60s? That's what we accused the Soviet Union of doing. Anybody remember that? Anybody remember they called them political prisoners? That was a Soviet Union idea. That was a communist China idea. Political prisoners. We have them right now. Them right now in front of us. The anarchy and vile protests against Israel and the Jewish people have Obama's fingerprints all over it. It started at Columbia University, which is where Obama went, folks. The mass censorship and silencing of conservatives on social media, it's got Obama's fingerprints all over it. Obama has dirty ex-FBI and ex-CI operatives filling all the important roles at social media companies. Even a company like X, owned by conservative hero Elon Musk, censors and shadow bans. Folks, this didn't happen. They got everybody to go to the internet, and then they began to control the information on the internet so that we were all programmed to go to Facebook and Twitter and Twatter and Twitter and all that stuff. And then all the information was what? It was censored. It was propagandized, and we're all getting the same information. And then good people doing good podcasts can't even get anywhere, except we're starting to gain ground. So the disastrous Green New Deal, it's got Obama's fingerprints all over it. Green energy is a fraud. It leads to exploding electric and gas bills. This pattern started under Obama. It was so bad back then that I wrote nation number one bestseller, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. Don't forget Democrats comparing Trump to Hitler. It's all the same Saul Alinsky strategy. Remember, that's what Alinsky said, pick a target, freeze it, huh? It's indefensible, right? So they've made Donald Trump, who's the head of MAGA, the villain. Pick a target, freeze it. Obama's hands are all over. Obama is still president of the United States. The COVID vaccine mandates and vaccine passports had Obama's fingerprints all over it. The COVID vaccine continues to injure and kill thousands of Americans daily, including many of our friends. But of course, the communist takeover coordinated by Obama forced this experimental emergency use only vaccine upon every working man and woman in America, which violated the Nuremberg codes. So who's the real Hitler? Who's the real Hitler? But in the end, the centerpiece of communists is jailing your political opponents. Huh? Duh. What do you think J6 was all about, right? Now, these same communists have put Steve Bannon in prison. You guys know who Steve Bannon is, right? He runs the War Room, one of the most prolific MAGA producing, I'm missing the word, promoting, thank you, programs. Alex Jones, they're trying to pull all of those guns. Folks, this stuff has Obama's fingerprints all over it. And the person absolutely positive coordinating this communist takeover of America is Barack Hussein Obama. Hmm? Anybody want to disagree with that? And so what we're seeing, right now is there's been a gradual awakening in the masses. And they're fighting hard against it, which is why I've been trying to tell people, I don't know if there's going to be an election. Whether it's going to be they're going to bring in another pandemic, whether it's going to be a nuclear bomb go off someplace so they can declare there to be a state of emergency, whatever it might be. Friends, if you do not understand that Barack Hussein Obama and the communist infiltration in America is running the American government, all of Obama's people are in the Biden administration. You understand that? I'm going to shock you even more. Do you think this guy's even human? Do you think Barack Hussein Obama is even human? You say, what? Well, do you think so? So I want to play a real quick video. This is really good. I don't know if Bobby put it in there or not. The Great Unvaxxed. The Great Unvaxxed. You guys are the heroes. You guys are the heroes. And I think it was a Bobby Christian Ward. Yeah, Bobby put this out there for us. And this is you guys. This is us, friends. This is us. Don't lose hope, man. We are in the midst of the battle, and the battle's getting ready to turn. I'm going to tell you, we're going to see some unbelievable stuff in the next 3-4 months. What is today? Today's June, July, August, September, October, November. 6 months. They're jailing Trump supporters. They're jailing Trump mouthpieces. I'm going to call it MAGA. I'm going to call it MAGA. What happens if Donald Trump were to be assassinated? What happens to MAGA? Does it then fall to the likes of Lindsey Graham and what happens to it? Who picks up the MAGA banner? And so in my mind, Trump is leading MAGA. It's not Trump, though. It's MAGA. And the baton is going to be passed to me and you. This movement is not going away. So this is a salute to the unvaccinated and the literally millions of people who've died and are going to continue to die because of the vaccine, and how it says so much about those of you who had the courage to say, no, damn it, no, I'm not going to take it. Go ahead and play it.
People, wake up. As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
Now, what really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Yeah. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. It's time to make it count.
Amen. Huh? We forget all that propaganda. We forget everywhere you turned, somebody was trying to make you comply, baby. Trying to make you comply. So it comes back to where I jumped off here. I'm going to open it up. You can jump in here any time. Back to where I jumped off. Is who is controlling what's going on? Who picks our leaders? Who picks our stars? Who picks who gets to be a Hollywood movie star? Who picks who gets to be, you get what I'm saying? Who becomes an influencer? Who does that, right? And so what you guys have been fighting, what we've all been fighting against is every day you get up and you come here every day and you listen to what we discuss here, and then you go home and you decide whether it's true or whether it's not true. And you better understand this, that the desire of the enemy is to silence you, because if they silence you, they silence the voice of truth. They silence the voice of truth. And what did Jesus said? He said, you're going to be hated of all men. Why? Now, I don't sit around and gloat. I got in trouble the other day because Spencer, maybe you can find it on my Facebook page. You probably can't. But I said something about, I sent a tip of the cap out there to all the people who didn't get vaccinated. All the people who stood up and everybody else got sick. And I'm proud of you. Take a bow. And then what do people say? They start writing, oh, now you're rubbing it in our face. And no, I'm not rubbing it in your face. I'm trying to give you as an example to strong Christian men who stood up and faced the onslaught and pushed through it anyway. And folks, it's going to get harder. It ain't going to get easier.
Amen.
It's going to get tougher because they're going to amp it up because they are hell-bent. Obama and his cadre of criminal, Luciferian criminals are hell-bent on destroying all those created in the image of Christ. You get that? If you don't get that, and if you don't understand that's the battle, you're never going to get exactly what's going on. Lies, deception, and fear. Now, if you took the jab, I'm sorry. I'll pray with you. I'm sorry you were deceived, but you better at some point put your foot down and say, damn it, no more. No more. I'm not going to comply with it. No more, because I promise you, more is coming. Come on in, Joe.
Thanks, Coach. I've had a few God dreams in my life. You know, the one before I came back to California about the huge eagle picking me up on my shoulders and taking me away. Well, in 2016 in the spring, I had some God dreams. And one of them was of Obama. And I knew I was sitting in the front passenger seat of a black SUV. That's what I knew in the dream. Behind me, he was in, I think, a blue dress shirt, no tie, dark blue overcoat, dark blue suit jacket. And he had attitude, and he'd slept in his clothes. He had slept in his clothes. He had attitude and was yapping around, and nobody in the car was listening to anything he was saying. He was under arrest in this dream. And I had another dream about that, you know, same season, of a round room standing by a window with President Trump, who was a lot taller than me because I'm about your size. And he put his hand in my head and he said, smiles, you know, I like you. And that was that dream. I realized later it was the Oval Office. Now I know that those dreams are just now coming into season.
That's right.
They weren't about his first term. They're about to coming into season now.
Amen. Amen.
We are in the middle of the biggest deception. And they're an incredibly powerful minority, small minority, really the ones that know what's going on, that are pulling the strings. But they have set it up about as good as you can set up something, but they are not God. And if this does not set, this isn't what God, the timing God wants, God is going to flip the chess table over because it's his game, not theirs. If this is the right timing, which I don't think it is, I think that they played their hand too soon, and they are not God. And why we're winning, and that is why we will win this.
Amen, amen. Hey, get the video. Thank you. It says Gulag on it. Get that one up for me. John Loveland, come on in.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks, Coach. Hey, I got a question. I read this in a book, and you might remember it. I was wondering what your thoughts are on it, or maybe anybody else's. 2014, I think it was, when Megyn Kelly interviewed Putin. Mm. And Putin said, your president doesn't run this country. He said, it's five men in suits. And I've also read that in a book. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Does anybody have any opinion there? Is it valid?
Well, we know this. We know Joe Biden isn't running this country, right?
We know that. There's no way he could do it.
I think we also found out, John, that Donald Trump didn't really run the country. I think when he got in, he was so naive, thinking it was going to come in and it was going to be a business, and he's going to run a business and bring in qualified people. And then he saw what really was all about in government. And that's why, you better believe me, folks. You better believe me. Republican establishment does not want Donald Trump as president. They don't want him as president. Now, you can have all the foibles. We can have all we want to. You know this right now. The Republican establishment is not fighting for Donald Trump. So that ought to tell us something, John. That's all I say, huh? He ain't the saint. MAGA is the horse. Make America Great Again is the horse that. Yeah, we have to take over the Republican Party. We got to take it over. I want to play this clip real quick. This is from this was sent to me. This guy, I hate to say this guy, I forget his name, was in the same jail as our buddy Isaac Yoder down in Springfield, Missouri. This is a veteran. Listen to this. Go ahead, Spence.
Opportunity to serve my country under such trying and difficult circumstances. For 372 days, I have been a political prisoner of this administration. Although I have many things to say about my time and treatment inside the Springfield Gulag, that will wait. The first thing I must do is give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for my deliverance and liberation. To every American that prayed for me or wrote to me, thank you. Your support meant everything, especially in the dark days when they threw me in the hole, especially when they were trying to have me killed. I ask every American to reflect on the fact that just 4 short years ago, we all believed we enjoyed the full protection of the Bill of Rights, the right of free speech, the right to assemble, the right to a speedy trial, and the right to a trial by a jury of our peers. But now, as many in the minority community already knew, those rights just don't exist anymore. Instead, we have FBI censorship and propaganda, warrantless surveillance, and indefinite pretrial and post-conviction detention of American citizens. And worst of all, the fundamental tenet of American jurisprudence, equal justice under law, has been corrupted. And now we have a two-tiered system of justice complete with political show trials, ranging from the former president to a common man like me. In the face of this banality of evil, you're right to ask, what can one man or one woman do? Although you must continue to pray. To merely pray while Americans are being shipped to gulags as prisoners of conscience? Well, that just mocks God and dishonors the sacrifice of our founding fathers and the shed blood of patriots who enshrined our rights in our sacred Constitution. So I'm asking you today, please, call your congressmen and senators and demand that they live up to the gospel they profess to believe. Demand that they not only proclaim liberty to the captives, but that they use the full power of the legislature, their voice, their vote, and most importantly, the budget, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And if they will not do this, vote them out, every last one of them. Never again should there be a political prisoner in the United States. Finally, in the words of a truly great man, a man who was also a prisoner of his government, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. God bless you, your families, and God bless the United States of America.
That ticks me off. I don't know about you guys. The thousands of men just like him who are stuck in Americans' jails for doing nothing more than opposing the power in Washington. That's really all it is, folks. Really all it is. And we gotta wake up and understand that we're in a war. Jeff Klein, come on in. Hey, Jeff, I asked you earlier how your event's going up there. Come on in.
That's what I'm going to share real quick. You see the picture I just sent you?
I didn't, but I just sent
it to you. You are just, this is ridiculous. That's the flags hanging in Mount Vernon now on the streets. Knox County Pride Alliance wishing you happy Pride Month. After I've just submitted to the mayor to do the families thing. So I called yesterday. I told him I want a 15-minute appointment with him. I want to see him. So the last two nights now, old Pastor Tim from Alabama, old Southern boy, you'd swear he's watching your show. You'd swear it. I mean, this boy's hollering, screaming, talking about the war we're in, the judgment that God is bringing, and the judgment we're going to face. And he's hammering the Christians. He said, you're not in a war, people. This is a war. He's just, anyway, he mentioned one thing he said your night. Do you have ears to hear? And I thought, you have to be listening to the show. He says, people say, well, I'm a Christian. Well, I go to church. He said, no. Do you have ears to hear? Meaning hear the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You don't have ears to hear. I'm this boy is fired up. It's like, and you know what's neat? Last year, every night before the tent meeting started, he'd be out there going to the restroom real quick before it's time for him to get up or after they'd sing about 7 or 8 old hymns. And I know I'd see him go out there to the porta john, get ready. I'd meet him out there, and I'd put my arm around him. I'd pray over him before he got up there. Last night was my first night there because I didn't go Wednesday because of the big storm and stuff. There was stuff going on. I seen him coming back up. I walked out. He'd give me a thumbs up. He said, let's do it, brother. I said, this is good to have you back. But he's on fire, blaming everything that we're going through right now on the church. I mean, amen. I'm out. It is good.
It is the church. Well, God bless you, man. Keep after Jeff. Johnny.
Good morning, everybody.
Johnny, hang on a second. Spencer, I just sent you something. Get that ready to play, please. Go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny. I'm sorry.
Coach, I was just wondering if maybe you could say a prayer for Trump. You know, I just watched, and all of us say a prayer for him, because true. I don't know if anybody saw that interview with him on the with Sean Hannity a few days ago. That guy just looked wiped out. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but can you imagine all the things that guy's been through? And he's fighting.
And Johnny, what, no matter where you, you know, this whole idea that it's, you know, it's all staged. I hear that all the time. It's all just staged. It's all just staged. Well, I believe it's staged to a point. Yeah. But I believe that whether Donald Trump's a Christian or not, whether he's a man of God or not, I believe he's been God's man. And I believe that he's fighting the fight, or appearing to fight the fight, that the church is supposed to fight, pushing them back against the forces of darkness. Heavenly Father, we just lift up Donald Trump to you. Lord, if he be yours, then Lord, you push him through every scheme of the enemy, Lord. We ask that you would tear down those strongholds that surround him, Lord, and that you would train, equip, and mobilize those of us to lift up his arms and clear the gates that he's trying to open for us, Father. We just pray that you'd give him peace. And Lord, if he's not of you, then strike him down, Lord. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's all lies. Lies, deceptions, and fear. Lies, deceptions, and fear. You guys know who Elise Stefanik is? There's some real fighters. By the way, a lot of them are women. A lot of them are women. You noticing that?
Yep.
It's really short. There's only 47 seconds. But listen to Elise Stefanik here. Go ahead. Hang on. All right.
They followed Biden through that Bragg's team asked the jurors if they followed Trump on social media.
Yes.
And isn't it true that they did not ask any of the potential jurors if they followed Biden on social media?
Or Michael Cohen.
Yeah. And isn't it true that 87% of the jurors said they voted for Joe Biden?
That's true.
Is this unprecedented and lawfare jury shopping?
Without a doubt.
Political lawfare for the purpose of election interference to go after Donald Trump. Do you agree?
Totally.
This is one of the reasons that Trump's polls continue to skyrocket. And it's why President Trump will win in 2024 to end the illegal and warped weaponization of the justice system. Because if they can illegally go after Trump, they can go after anyone.
Huh? There you go. Right? Right? Huh? That's why, folks, that's why I'm telling you, you better have your guard up. There ain't going to be no election. There ain't going to be no election. I got another video I want to show you. Pull up number 6. Numbers. Oh, that's good. Yeah, too. I got so much good stuff, man. I just don't have time to get it all in. Pull up number 6. You guys ever see? Yeah, I'm sorry. There it is. Scroll on down. The Outlaw Josie Wales. Anybody see that? That's a Clint Eastwood movie from way, way, way back, right? Way, way back. And down at the bottom, keep going. There'll be a video, a YouTube video I want you to play. Keep going. And if you haven't seen the movie, you need to see it. Dig it out of somewhere and see it. But here's a scene that is really, really, there, right there. Here's a scene where Josie Wales comes face to face with 10 bears. See, Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood, his family was murdered by Indians. They were out in the frontier, whatever, yada, yada. Lost his wife and his children and all that stuff. And Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood, has been on a rampage to even the score with the Indian tribes. And so he comes face to face with 10 bears, who is the chief of the Indians. And this is just, I just think this give and take here is just so appropriate for where we find ourselves today. Go ahead.
I am 10 bears.
I'm Josie Wales.
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not. Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you. Or live with you. Dying ain't so hard for men like you and me. It's living that's hard. When all you've ever cared about has been butchered or raped. Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you. I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. The bear lives here. The wolf, the antelope, the Comanche. And so will we. And we'll only hunt what we need to live on, same as the Comanche does. And every spring, when the grass turns green and the Comanche moves north, you can rest here in peace, butcher some of our cattle, and jerk beef for the journey. The sign of the Comanche, that will be on our lodge. That's my word of life.
And your word of death?
It's here in my pistols, there in your rifles. I'm here for either one.
These things you say we will have. We already have.
That's true. I ain't promising you nothing extra. I'm just giving you life and you're giving me life. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are chiefed by the double tongues. And there is iron in your words of death for all Comanche to see. And so there is iron in your words of life. No signed paper can hold the iron. It must come from men. The words of ten bearers carries the same iron of life and death. It is good that warriors such as we meet in the struggle of life or death. It shall be life. So will it be.
I reckon so.
There are words of iron in your mouth. We don't have that anymore, do we? No words of iron in our mouth. Nobody keeps their word. Nobody does what they say they're going to do. Nobody. We don't even teach justice anymore. So,
amen.
The reason I showed the video is, folks, we're rapidly coming to this point. Now, you notice Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood, went onto their turf. Showed unbelievable courage by doing it. And if we think that we're going to continue to cower and hide and pray for an evacuation, God's going to move upon this land. Sorry. That ain't the way it's ever worked. And so we sit in what I think are really, these are the times that try men's souls, right? These are right now. You have iron mixed with clay. Iron mixed with clay. These are the times that try men's soul. And I look at my 10 grandbabies. And think about what is before us right now and the difference it's going to have in their future. So we have to come to some type of reckoning. We do. Are we going to sit passively by and watch it happen? Or are we going to stand up and be counted? That's really where it is. Because why? Obama and his crew ain't giving in. Ain't giving in, friends. No, they ain't giving in. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, I sent you an email or forwarded to you. There's a really, really war pending. This guy's really coming after us. It was quite an interesting email. Cash Berry. It's well worth taking note that he is coming after us in a vicious way, especially the Christians, especially the tenets of Christianity. He's going after us.
Jack, folks, listen. Listen, please don't miss this. This is not a political battle we are in. This is a spiritual battle. This is the clash of kingdoms. Who is going to be king? That's the battle that's going on. Yeah, they use Republican and Democrat. Yeah, they use government. Yeah, they use all that. But at the very bottom of it, it's good versus evil, right versus wrong. They ain't left versus right. And the reason we're in such a mess is because they've done such an unbelievable job of confusing us on what the battle is about. It's a battle about who is going to be king. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. That's the battle. Huh? It ain't Republican, Democrat. It ain't about abortion. It ain't about homosexual rights. It ain't about any of that stuff, folks. It ain't about any of it. And those of us who call ourselves Christians, who carry the name of Christ, we have, for the most part, retreated from the battlefield while the battle continues to rage. And then those of us who stand up and push back were ridiculed and made fun of and chastised. Wear it proudly, because Jesus said they're going to hate you. He's talking to strong believers. They're going to hate you. You're going to come before governors and kings as a testimony. They're going to hate you. And he said their own family's going to hate you, because why? They just want to go along to get along when there ain't no going along to get along. Craig, come on in.
So, Coach, what's the Bible say about a dog? He returns to his vomit, right?
Yep.
Where is the Democratic National Convention this year?
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Where was Oprah located at?
Yep, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Where did John F. Kennedy steal the election? Chicago.
And where did he, you know, serve as this little guy and got into, you know, state politics, and then all of a sudden he's the new guy, you know, he's the representative of Illinois, and, you know, he doesn't even make his first term as a senator.
You mean as Joe Biden called him that clean black guy?
Yeah. I mean, it's laying in front of you if you look at it. Yep. I mean, that's, you just have
it. It is, folks. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Randy, quickly.
Coach, so great point. Good job, Coach, bringing this out. So if we only continue fighting in the natural, Coach, what's going to change?
Nothing.
No, we can't win. We can't beat them in the natural. Spiritually, Coach, we are superior if we will practice it. We have to take down the evil that sits over all these institutions, over our government, over everything. And if you don't believe, people, if you don't believe you have any authority to do that, then just watch what's getting ready to happen. You will believe.
So, hey, Randy, so why don't we go back and get all that information that old Judge Joe Arpaio, you guys remember him? Remember Sheriff Joe Arpaio said there ain't no birth certificate? Anybody out there remember all that stuff? Huh? Anybody remember that? Well, by the way, maybe we ought to grab some of that stuff and go to local sheriffs and charge Obama with treason. That's clearly what he did, isn't it? Clearly what he did. And all we need to do is find one sheriff, one prosecutor that says, yeah, we'll put that SOB on trial. Yeah, we'd be glad to do that, baby, because that's exactly what they just done to President Donald Trump. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Do we have the guts and do we have the fortitude to do that kind of stuff? Folks, we are at war. It's a spiritual war. Not a political war. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.